It's been over a year since the Who toured America. That last visit was marred by tragedy when 11 people died in Cincinnati as they rushed to get near the stage. But the Who have recovered from that, and John Entwistle says they'll tour again soon in the United States.
I can't really see us touring before October. It always seems to end up that we tour in the winter. I can see us like probably touring or doing some selected gigs at the end of this year.
As we talk to Entwistle, Rolling Stone magazine found out that he has some pretty unusual ideas about live shows.
I enjoy playing heavy metal. I enjoy sort of getting up there with like sort of 2,000 watts of bass equipment and blasting away. But I don't like listening to anyone else do it, you know, which is the whole thing I did about that, you know. You can enjoy the smell of your own farts, but you don't like anyone else's. I look pretty crappy
sometimes. John Entwistle of The Who on the Rolling Stone magazine Rock Review. You better bet your life. Love will cut you just like a knife. Face Dances, the new album by The Who, looks as if it may be one of the group's most successful albums in years. Both the album and the single are near the top of the charts right now. But when Rolling Stone magazine asked The Who's bass player John Entwistle if he liked the album, we got a surprising response.
No, not really. I think it should have been a lot heavier. In fact, we set out for it to be a lot heavier than it was. It turned out a lot softer than we thought it would. It was a mixture of things. One of us, you know, namely me, was supposed to be present at the mixes, and everything was put back 2 or 3 weeks. So Bill Simzik was mixing at the same time as we were rehearsing in England, so I couldn't be there. I could have sorted out a lot of my problems, a lot of my feelings with the album, had I been there.
John Entwistle of The Who, on the Rolling Stone magazine Rock Review for the Miller Brewing Company. It was just another tricky day when The Who started fighting after one of the band's English concerts. John Entwistle of The Who lived to tell the story on the Rolling Stone magazine Rock Review, after this word from Miller Beer. Rumors have been flying lately that The Who might break up ever since the band got into a big argument backstage after its first English concert. But Rolling Stone magazine talked to John Entwistle recently, and he told us it was no big deal.
And we've been arguing backstage for 15 years. You know, there happened to be people from the press there. We were playing in a small place that held about 2,500 people, so we were too loud. We couldn't get the sound right. Everything was stacked against us on that first gig.
And what does The Who argue about? People's mistakes?
If anybody makes a mistake, they get laughed at by the rest of the band, yeah. I mean, that's the way it's always been. We don't sort of go, you made a mistake. We've never ever done that. No, it's just mainly the sound and the construction of the act. Yeah. And we made a few changes to the sound and we made a few changes to the act, and by the time we got to the end of the English tour, it was fine.
John Entwistle of The Who on the Rolling Stone magazine Rock Review. This is-